All right, guys, we're gonna pull it on in here and figure out what we're gonna do. What's up? Good morning, Todd. Good morning. Guys, we're gonna be over in the book of Ephesians. You can turn there and get situated. Ephesians chapter 5 is where we're gonna be. We've been talking about community, so we're closing out this series here in the month of August about community. Community is so important. Next month we'll be propelling into communication. You know, so learning how to communicating effectively. I thought I love that video that Richard shared. Like, man, I like that video. On his shoulder, you know, you turn to God for everything. Sometimes we feel like we need other things, or we feel like other things can be the answer. But I always find that you always end up going back to God. Yeah. He's always the answer. I was talking to Sharice this morning on the way to church. I said, you know, a lot of time with us, I feel like in this generation here, we are so accustomed to things being instant. Yeah. You know, and sometimes a pill can just take care of things instantly. I tell my wife, the only problem with a pill taking care of things instantly, it depends on if your pill is on a 4-hour or an 8-hour regimen. So it's kind of take a pill and you got to repeat the thing again. Well, I found out with God is consistently, and I was sharing with my wife. I said, you know, just learning to deal with things. And it just comes from a part that I'm writing in my new book about, you know, this one part I address about trauma. And I know we all deal with trauma in life sometime, but I thought about the disciples. And I was sharing this with another sister too. I said, you know, these disciples, they had a vision of what their community was going to look like. These are the 12 that walk with Jesus. And they're like, Jesus is going to get us from up under the Roman oppression. But that didn't involve a flogging, a betrayal, you know, to the cross, crucifixion, a death and a burial. That didn't involve all that. And I thought, when I read that, I was like, man, that's enough trauma to make anybody leave God. It is. You know, so much so that Peter himself, what did he do? He reverted back to what? Fishing. Yeah. And it wasn't for souls.
Right.
But you know, I think about, man, you know, just God fixed that problem. He sat down and talked with Peter, and he encouraged Peter that we can move beyond this. So I thought it was one of the cool things is looking at what the Lord does. And in community, we do need family. We need people to help us. Yep. Sometimes we need people to listen, and sometimes we need a good word from people. And sometimes it's going to be the word that you need, but maybe not the word that you want to hear.
That's right.
You know, in Ephesians 5, we're going to continue to talk about building community. And we're going to focus on here just learning how to walk as we build a community, walking with God. You know, to build a community, we need an example to follow. We just do. An example that inspires you to do better. An example that inspires you to walk a certain way. The way that you walk tells the story of who you are and who you belong to and who you follow. It just does. You know, I'm notorious for wearing my hats. I love my hats. And a lot of times these hats, they will elicit or garnish a reply from people. And I don't even say nothing. And there's certain hats people like. I got two of my hats that say, Jesus is my boss. The older folks tend to like that. Mm-hmm. They like, oh, I like that hat. I like the hat. This hat here, the younger folks like this one. They, oh, man, I love your hat. I love your hat, you know. But they elicit a response from people. It gives people the impression of my stance, of what I stand for. But I'm like, man, I want them to get to know me better and really understand. It's just not the hat that I wear. It's the life that I live.
Right.
It's about who I follow and the example that's set for me. You know, over in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, follow God's example. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Powerful message, encouraging message. To build community, you have to follow the right example. You just do.
Yes.
There are so many people trying to get us to side with them, to follow this next big thing, to get involved with this. You know, I hate these infomercials. They say, you know, they start giving us a little spiel about, you know, there's a way to lose weight. Yeah. Do you know if you stop eating this, eating that? Well, in the next 3 minutes, I'm going to share this. And I watched the video, it's like 36 minutes, man. What happened to 3 minutes? And the video just goes on and on and on. I said, just tell me what it is. I'm over it now. Just tell me what it is. You know, but they give you this whole big thing, trying to make it seem all this and that. But, you know, then I got to thinking, if this is the answer, why are people still getting sick? Why are people still passing away? Because it's not in line with God's plan. We have to be careful of the examples that we are following. People will tell you that they know the way, that they are the way, or that this is the way. But everything that we say and do can be measured by God's word. And God said the only way is Him. You've got to follow His example. You know, to build a community, it involves walking with God.
Yeah, that's right.
Who have you been walking with this week? Mm-hmm. You know, walking with God does involve some great quiet times.
Yes.
Now, it's great to start off the morning in that, because if you miss the morning, you can still have a quiet time, but man, the brain's already been fluttered and all kind of stuff and hit the mind, and now you're trying to combat what you done soaked in and trying to get some righteousness back in with you. But to walk with God, you have to begin the right way. Are you walking with God all day long? This is what you're doing. You can't build an effective community or an effective kingdom of God if God is not at the forefront of everything that you're doing. You know, walking with God, it's about displaying a God-like conduct that inspires others around you. I'm here to tell you, as men and women of God, we do get tested. We do. We are not without emotions. We're just not. And we do feel the same thing that people in the world who don't follow God feel. We just do. But God is our God, Jesus is our Lord, and He's given us certain instruction on how to conduct ourselves. And in times like that, a lot of brothers can tell you that a lot of times when I hear things or things hit me, I have to go away and evaluate. My first evaluation is, I got to pray for me. I got to get my heart right, get my mind right, get everything right with God. And then I can proceed to, okay, let's face and deal with this. You know, it's about displaying a God-like conduct. People are always looking at us. They're looking at us to see who we are. Oh, you say you're a Christian? Okay, you're on the clock. I'm checking you out.
Yep.
Seeing what you do, seeing what you say, how you talk, how you live. They're always watching. Because they want to prove that you are not with God. Or in their mind, you're not so perfect. But you never said you were perfect. You just said, I'm following God.
Right.
I want to be a part of the solution to building a great community. And that community is the kingdom of God. You know, a godlike conduct is love, because God is love. You know, in 1 John 4:16, let me turn there real quick and read this for you. 1 John 4:16, it says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. Why? Because God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Whose love are you relying on to build up you and your community? Whose love are you relying on?
Come on, Sydney.
Do you live and survive on what you call self-love or God's love? How are you surviving these days? Whose love is powering you? Whose love is pushing you? Whose love is encouraging you? Whose love is building you up and strengthening you? I love that video Richard shared. I was like, on his shoulder. I was like, that is so powerful. That is true. Because without God, I'm not making it. I don't know about you, but I'm not making it without God's love, without God's example, without resting on God's shoulder. You know, self-love focuses on me alone. That's what self-love does.
Yep.
But to love like God focuses on me and His community.
Yep.
As a community, we need each other. We just do. We need each other. You know, how much of your time is truly devoted to God?
Cool.
We have a lot of time through the week. It can be exhausting. But how much of that time through the week do you give to God? Just to sit and meditate. Maybe on a verse or two, on a scripture. You know, I was speaking with Sharice this morning again, just thinking about things. And I'm like, you know, for me, when I deal with trauma, I think about certain scriptures. I think about Colossians 3, 1 and 2. Set your mind on things above. Why that scripture? Because the things that are happening on the earth is traumatizing. It is traumatizing what's happening on this world every day. I get what God say. Set your mind on things above. Because all this stuff is just, it's passing slowly. But if you set your focus and your mind on the right thing, you can begin to overcome trauma 1 minute, 1 hour, and 1 day at a time. Yeah. But if you set your mind on earth, oh man, it's just ongoing depression, ongoing despair. You feel hopeless. And that's a hard, I hate that feeling. That's a horrible feeling. Another scripture I think about, Philippians 4. It says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. Key word, think of such things.
Amen.
I was like, amen, that's the community I want to be a part of, where we fight and make every effort to think about the right things that God said we need to think about. And when we think about the things, we're able to love one another. We're able to be devoted to God. What are you giving up to help build the community of God? The scripture talks about sacrifice, about being like Christ and how Christ sacrificed and offered himself up as a fragrant offering. I don't know, how many of you guys buy the little bean things that you put in your dryers, little bees, and they make you, in the washer, little bees put in your washer and wash your clothes. I love that thing. I go buy big containers from Costco and I'd be folding clothes and I'm like, oh, this smells so good. What are people gonna think I smell good? I don't need perfume. Oh, I love the way those things smell, them beads. But I think about, does God smell me like that?
Right.
When God sees my conduct, when God hears my conduct, is God like taking a deep whiff of me saying, oh man, you smell good because you're like me. You're following in my example. And the community that you're a part of, which is the body of Christ, is benefiting from that.
Amen.
When we don't smell good, and I'm not talking about figuratively or flesh, I'm talking about spiritually, when you don't smell good, people don't want to be around you.
That's right.
They're like, you ain't right. Something ain't right here now. I'm going to have to address this. I'm going to have to get some spiritual downy pods or something and throw on you. People address that. But when you are spiritually smelling good, oh man, they can't help but to stay close to you. And they love it and they want that. They want to be affected by that. What comforts are you giving up to walk closer with God? The more you walk with God, the closer you become to him. Do you get that? The more you walk with God, the closer you become to him. And when you are closer to God, you are more willing to protect the community of God.
Amen.
The family of God is not something that operates at an arm length, but we operate closely.
That's right.
We're entwined, we're knitted together, and we're concerned about the interests of others. That's the family of God. God said follow his example, follow Christ's example. Throughout the gospel, Christ spent a lot of time with the 12 disciples, even when they weren't getting it. Even when, as Jesus said, you guys are just dense. They weren't getting it, but Jesus stayed with them in their slow moment and in their victorious moments. But he made sure to set the example that we need to stay connected.
That's right.
That's how we're going to build an effective community.
That's right.
That, guess what? It makes God proud. And it sets an example of what the family of God should look like. If we stay close to God, then we're able to protect the body of God, the kingdom of God. But what are we protecting it from? In verse 3, he says, verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 5, he says, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. He says, for of this you can be assured, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. Mm-hmm. For because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them.
Right.
You know, building a community, you have to be willing to protect the community. Not only from the people out inside the world, but even from the influences sometimes that are creep inside the church.
Yeah.
We all hate that thing like, man, I hate to have the hard talk. But we're good to get together and say, somebody need to talk to her, or somebody need to talk to him.
That's right.
And God looking like, well, what you gonna do? Why not you? Can you not, do you not love them enough to talk to them? Well, okay, well, how about, do you love me, the Father, enough to talk to them? Somebody's got to talk to them. Wouldn't you be mad if there was something going on with you and you couldn't see clearly and nobody want to talk to you about it? Mm-hmm. And then you get to heaven and God, and God said, well, you know, this is the issue I have with you. And you be thinking like, wait a minute, God, why didn't you? What so-and-so knew about it, so-and-so knew about it. And you're thinking like, well, why did they not talk to me?
Right.
I upset you. You know, loving your community means you need to have conversations with them.
Yep.
You're going to protect them from the evil one. Our enemy, the devil, don't want you to say a word. Your sin,
that's right,
don't want you to say a word.
That's right.
They don't want you to say not one word. But God's love, like, no, sir, let's talk to them. Let's encourage them. Let's help them see where they are. And you got to understand, they may not get it right then. They may not get it today. They may not get it tomorrow. But God says, I want you to be like Jesus. I want you to be like me. And you're like, what is that? Grace, stay with them. Stay with them.
Right.
God said, I've been with you. How old are you now? I've been with you a lot of years. And there's some things you're still not getting. But I'm trying to build a community. And the only way I can build it is, I got to stay with you and keep pointing you in the right direction. That's protecting people, loving them enough to let them know when they're doing wrong or when they're doing right.
Right.
You know, we have to do our part in protecting the kingdom of God, the family of God, the community of God,
right,
from the world's version of what they believe love is. You see, because what the world believes is love and what God says is love is two different things.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, love is perverted by the world, and that perversion can pollute our souls.
Yep.
It just can. It just can. You know, unless we take a firm stance in protecting our community, you know, our community is going to be in trouble.
So true.
The enemy loves to pluck us off one at a time.
Yep.
He wants to weaken the community.
Yep.
He wants to get somebody not thinking straight, not thinking clear. And if he can get somebody internally,
yeah, look out.
Guess what? That person will disrupt the body for a minute.
Yep.
And Satan loves that. You know why? Because when the community is disrupted, there is no growth. You can't love nobody else because you're focused on the internal things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, protecting our community begins with prayer.
Yep.
Are you praying enough about your community? Are you praying enough about you? I am a big advocate and believer in about when I'm struggling with something, and a lot of you can test to this, I have to go pray by myself. If I'm struggling with a conflict with you or something, I'm not praying about you first. I need to go pray about me.
Yeah.
I need to figure out what's wrong with me. Because it's easy for me to say, oh, that sister don't get it. Oh, that brother is the problem. It's easy for me to say, they are the problem. They don't get it. And that whole thing is saying, there ain't nothing wrong with me. And I can imagine Jesus sitting there like, huh, really? But I realized, no, let me go pray about me. Let me go pray about Sydney. Lord, help me to see clearly. Help me to understand this. If something was said that didn't sit right with me, let me go back and pray about this and research this and let me get understanding of this. And then when I've done that, then I can come back and I can be a plus or a positive to the body of Christ. I can help you to grow because I went back and tried to grow. Protecting the community is about praying and then repenting.
Yes.
You know, you got to pray for yourself and repent before you can have a conversation with somebody. You got to get your heart right.
That's true.
You know, praying, and then after you pray by yourself, pray with someone. Pray with somebody else. Pray for yourself, repent, pray with someone, then repent, and then have conversations that were built or that are built on the Word of God to help you build and protect you and your community.
Amen.
You know, the world wants to pervert it, and the world wants to dilute what God is doing. But God is bigger than that. You know, the world wants to pervert love. It wants to say that sexual immorality is okay, but it's not. It's not. It taints. It taints everything. It wants to say impurity is okay, but it's not. And I'll tell you what, if you think I'm kidding, how many of you coffee drinkers in here? How many of you are black coffee drinkers? Can I offer you some creamer? Look at it, look at it, look at it, look at it, look at it. Are you crazy? You taint my coffee. See, you like that certain thing, like no. We like good clean water, don't we? There ain't nothing worse than getting a dish out of the dishwasher or a cup out of the dishwasher and it's not clean.
Right.
They're like, oh, what is that in my drink?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And our souls, there shouldn't be no impurities. The world wants to introduce impurities.
Yep.
We have to protect the church from those impurities that the world is trying to interject. Greed. What about greed? Oh, there's a little bit of greed in all of us.
Oh yeah.
I tell you, when the lottery hits $1 billion, man, woo.
Yeah.
You and your soul in conflict. Well, Lord, it's okay, Lord. You know, I don't love the money, but you know, I'm not mad, God, if I'm $1 billion winner. It's just in us, you know. But you know what? God has nothing against money. It's just against you and what you're going to do with money.
That's right.
It's just against you and, like, is money going to become your God? Will you become somebody different? If I give you that $1 billion, who will you be? How will you be? What type of person will you be? And God, like, nah, you're not ready for that type of blessing yet. You don't need that much. How about I just make sure you get a paycheck next week and you'll be okay?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think you'd be more grateful with that. Greed. We got to be careful the world doesn't interject greed in us. Obscenity, foolish talking, and coarse joking. Woo! I tell you, man, before I was a Christian, I was caught up in a lot of obscenity, foolish talking, coarse joking. Thank God for the kingdom. But God said this has no place in the kingdom of God.
No place.
Not at all. Wow. Got to watch your tongue. Watch your language. What book is that in where it says the tongue sets the whole body on fire?
James.
The book of James. He said that little thing. You know, we always used to have comment about people who were short and how they could have said the, you know, they just always got something to say.
Mm-hmm.
God said, guess what? That tongue, the smallest thing,
mm-hmm.
sets the whole body on fire. We have to be careful with our tongue. And God said, if you're giving into any of these things, all these things are considered idols.
Yep.
That's something else. To know that you will worship these things, that these things are your God and you're not fully aware of it. You know, do you love God more than these things? If you do, you're going to be able to protect the community of God. You're going to be able to do your part and make sure the community of God thrive and grow. You know, do you love God enough to protect your community? That means you have to move beyond self. You have to move beyond self to love God enough to protect your community. You know, when I'm with Sharice in the store, and Sharice is getting better day by day. So, like, we was in Costco, and Sharice would do this sometimes. She'd be like, well, you can go and go. I'm going to go over here. It's at that point I become like a police officer, and I just post up in the corner and keep my eye on her. I don't go nowhere. I just keep her in eye shot. Keep an eye shot and say, yeah, you go ahead, go. You go ahead and go. But I'm going to post up like a state trooper. I'm monitoring and I'm watching. Where you going? You know, it's about protecting her.
Yep.
Even though she's getting more independent, but it's like, no, I got to keep my eye on you to make sure nothing happens. Make sure you don't get no type of thing and nobody don't understand what's going on with you. That's my job. You can go on. Just know I'm around. I'm looking. You know, that's how we need to be about God's community, protecting it. We always need to be aware of what's going on, what's happening. We always need to be watchful. That's what we need to be. You know, and I tell you, I'm inspired by Sharice. You know, she is becoming more of herself, I would say. But she tells me I can do it, I got it, and I let her do a lot of things. But I'm always alert. I'm always alert to make sure that she doesn't have an issue or have anything at all. You know, we got to protect the kingdom of God by following God's example.
Yeah.
We got to fight every day to be like God, to be like example. And his greatest example to us is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yep.
That is his greatest example. And Jesus loved like nobody else could. Paul did a great job of loving the body of Christ, but it doesn't nowhere compare to how Jesus loves us. And Jesus tells you he cannot do anything unless the Father allows him to.
Right.
Finally, in closing, guys, verse 8, it says, For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
Yes.
For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what, he says, and find out what pleases the Lord.
Yes.
Have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of the darkness, but rather expose them. He said, it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes light. This is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Finally, guys, building a community, as I consider the community of God, which is the kingdom of God, the family of God, it's about walking in the light.
Yes.
If you're walking in the dark, you can't build nothing. Walking in the dark, all you can do is bump into walls.
Yep.
That's all you can do. You know, building a community involves walking as children of the light. Man, what does that involve? Children of the light should consist of goodness. Got to be practicing goodness at all times. Righteousness. Striving to do what is right at all times. And truth. Truth is God's word. And it says, finally, walking in the light is about doing whatever pleases God. The only way you can find out what pleases God is what? You got to be in your Bible so that you can know your Bible.
Yep.
That's the only way you can find out what pleases God. You can throw out all these hypotheses, all these thought process, but if you have not taken the time to invest in the Word of God, you will never know what pleases Him.
Amen.
It's just like you. Just like you. If people get to know you, they'll understand the things that pleases you and the things that displeases you. If you have kids, your kids will grow to understand what pleases you and what displeases you. If you were a child, you understood what pleased your parents or your grandparents and what displeased them.
Right.
You had to invest the time to get to know them.
That's right.
You know, does your light inspire your community? Does your light inspire your community? Does your goodness encourage? Does your righteousness inspire? And does your truth reassure the community that God is always at work in your life? You know, when I go to therapy with Cherise, once again, these hats, they just elicit conversation. I don't even start it. And there's a guy in the basement, and he walks Cherise, I swear, I think he walks her to death. He has her walk sideways, backwards, all kind of stuff, and he screened up this thing. I told Sharice, we need to get one of these things in a house, but it's like a big metal thing, and it's in the ceiling, and it has one that goes across the middle. It has this machine, so, and they put it in the strap, and it's short, and he can just walk, and he said, just start walking. It won't drive it, just start walking. And Sharice, she'll walk, and he said, okay, you're going too slow, and he'll get behind her, let's go faster. He just start pushing her. I said, God, he said, you go faster, it helps you get your steps and everything, so. He does this, but the whole time while he's doing this, he likes to talk about God with me. I wear all my different hats up there, and out of all of them, it just intrigues him. And he starts having these conversations about the Bible and about God. And I'm like, huh, I just listen, like, listen. I say a few things, but I listen. I say, But he's inspired by my hats and what I wear. I wear my other hat called Push, pray that something happen. I think everybody stopped on that one. They just, oh man, they all, you know, throughout the VA. I'm like, okay, amen. But it just inspires a conversation. Your life should be like that.
Amen.
Your life, not just wearing a hat, but your life, the things you do, the action, how you respond, that should make people want to just stop and say, wow, I like that. That's all right, I'm encouraged.
Come on.
It should elicit them to have a conversation and want to know more about your community.
That's right.
And the community that you are attached to. That's what your life should do. You know, God is calling us to be children of the light. And you know a light, it shines bright.
Yes.
You don't stick a light in a dark place or put it up under a bowl where it can't be seen. But that light is meant to shine for everybody to see.
Yep.
How is your light looking?
Come on.
Is your light shining? God says in his final verse, he says, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. He says, if you're not in God, you're asleep.
Yep.
If you're not in God, you're spiritually dead. He says, but if you wake up and understand who's shining on you, guess what? You will become a children of light. You'll become fully awake and involved.
Amen.
You know, guys, the community that we're building here, it is a great community. It is diverse, not only in color or race, but it's in attitude, emotion, and heart. But the one thing that makes it work all the time is God.
Yep.
The one thing that makes it work all the time, it's God's word. Yep. That word is the foundation that we're all building on. The one thing that makes it work is God's greatest disciple to ever walk the face of the earth. Just so happened to be his son.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ. If you ever wonder what community needs to look like, just look toward Jesus, and Jesus will point you back to the greatest example that you need to follow, and that is God. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you guys so much.